This is today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Now today's message.
Remember, Paul told us in Romans chapter 8, if God is for us, who can be against us? That's verse 31. We cannot let the fear of being wrong prevent us from doing right. Trying to be controlling of our situation is not exercising faith in the situation. We need to exercise hope, which defeats any discouraging thoughts. For each of us, we need to ask ourselves what kind of thoughts are ruling in our minds. If they're faith-filled thoughts, then we surely have peace in our minds. However, if they're fear-filled thoughts, we know we have a lack of peace. It is good for us to cultivate a mindset that is full of faith, a mind that thinks mostly positive and not negative thoughts. That may sound elementary, but we should be honest with ourselves about what kind of thoughts we think most of the time. If we are typically thinking negative thoughts, that's going to show forth in our speech and actions. And people may not find it too fun being around us if we are negative all the time. By changing to think positively, though, we can increase our peace both inwards and outwards.
Thanks, Daniel. You can listen to full messages from Bible teacher Daniel Litton at peacetoliveby.org. Also, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/peacetoliveby.